All right, we're going to start the top of Lamed Aleph for the two dots. So the Gemara says, we're going to bring a number of cases where we have two parties that are Tolein. The Girsa gets changed a little bit, but not the substance, just the order in which it's stated. Is this one says, Zeomer Shalabutai, right? And Ate Saade Davatehi. And he brings witnesses to the fact that it belonged to his forefathers. The other one says it also belongs to my forefathers. But he brings a deem that he was there for the last 3 years and he had the chazakah. So you have two people claiming that it belonged to their forefathers, that it was not, you know, they inherited it from their fathers. One of them brings a deem to the fact that his father did own it. The other one brings a deem to the fact that he was there for shnei chazakah. So now, Amar Rava, malo l'shaker, right? This should be amigo. He says, listen, he could have had a better claim. He could have just said, I bought it from you, and I ate it shnei chazaka. So there he has a valid taina. He has shnei chazaka. He should belong to him. So the fact that he comes and tells the truth, and he says, or he makes a claim that it was my forefathers, right? And, right, I have the shnei chazaka, that should not in any way degrade his claim over here. That's not the case. I've seen this before. Amigo, malkum edim does not work. Meaning here we have edim that state emphatically that it belonged to the other individual's father. And since he has no taina here, if he has no taina, then we have a chazaka without a taina. You have edim testifying that he was there for 3 years, and he has no valid taina. What's his taina? That he bought it from his father? He can't say that because it's owned by the other individual's father. If that's the case, you have chazaka she'eni ma'taina, and we've said before that chazaka standing by alone does not have any validity, doesn't have any right standing. You need a proper taina, and he's lacking that in this case. So, what does he do? The individual realizes that the case is not going his way, because Abaye, right, Rabba's Talmud, Abaye said to him, listen, we don't say migo, but makom edim. So over here, there really is no migo. We can't say mali shakir, because the edim oppose the position of saying mali shakir. So what do? He changes his taina. Hadamarle in davatachi. You're right. It was your forefathers. It was belonged to your right, your family. But zavante minach. I bought it from your father. V'hai damilach davatai. Why did I call it my father's? Because samechalak avatai. I rely on it. It's so much in my possession that I consider it as if it came from my forefathers. So not that. So here he's amending his claim. He's amending it in a way where it somewhat undermines what he said previously, but he's trying to reinterpret the statement that he made before. So this is a case of Toein v'chozer v'toein. Oh, ain't Toein v'chozer v'toein. Do we allow such a person to come back and amend their claim when the amendation of their claim actually changes the somewhat the substance of what they're saying? So Ula Mar Toein v'chozer v'toein. Ula says no problem. He can come back and he can change what he says if he's interpreting what he said before, as long as it's only a minor change to what he's saying. Nardayam, right? Ain toin, chozer v'toin. Nardayam said, you can't do this. Once you've made a claim in Beis Din, you can't come now all of a sudden and change it afterwards. Now, the Gemara is going to narrow down the machloka. It's going to say there's certain cases where Ula and the Nardayam agree to each other. Umode Ula, hechadam alei shalavutai, velo shalavutecha, tein toin, chozer v'toin. If he made a statement that said it was my father's, it belonged to my family, and not your family, then there's nothing to talk about. Because then when he comes and amends his statement later and says, oh, I bought it from your father, that's clear that that was not his intent with the original statement, because he's saying it did not belong to your forefathers, or did not belong to your family. By making that statement, we don't allow him to come back and make a right, statement that directly opposes or undermines what he said before. If he interprets, that's fine, but here he's making a statement that clearly makes it impossible for him to make this later claim. Now, also, v'hecha da'ava koi beidina, v'lotan, or if he's standing in Beis Din, makes no such claim, and then he leaves Beis Din, Vitan, Eino Chuzer Vitoin. In that case, we don't allow him to go back. It's meaning that he made this statement in Beis Din, he leaves Beis Din, and all of a sudden he comes back and he says, listen, you know what? I want to reinterpret, I want to explain to you what I meant. He comes back to Beis Din. So we say no in that case. Why do we say no? Because we say that what happened? He left Beis Din, he bumped into some of his relatives and say, why don't you say this? Why don't you say that? I mean, he's getting outside counsel, he's getting advice from other people to go and amend his claim. That we don't want. We want the truth. And the truth should come from the individual speaking about what really happened. So if already he's coming back with an alternative explanation of what he meant, after he's left the base, then we say that doesn't work because we're afraid that there are now outside influences helping him to make such a statement. So my time up, Gemara says, Tanate Agamre, somebody taught him what to say. Modir Naradai. On the other hand, Naradai agreed to Ula's position. Here, where the emendation of his statement actually does nothing to undermine his first statement, then even the Naradai agreed that you can go back and make a taina. Why? Because over here, the cases so far we had was first he came, each of them came with a claim, it belonged to my family, and the other one comes, it belonged to my family. Then he amends his claim, he says, you know what, it did belong to your family, but I bought it from your father, I bought it from your family. So now he amended it. What happens, and this is the case Naradai is speaking about, where he says, you know what, it belongs to your family, my father, bought it from your father. So there, Naradai even agreed he can be chozer b'tuein. Why? Because his emendation of his statement has no impact on his first statement. It does not undermine what he said. He said it was my family's property. That hasn't changed. When he comes along and says that my father bought it from your father, that doesn't change the fact that it was his father's. So they both spoke the truth. When he comes and adds this fact, he's not changing his original statement, he's adding on to his original statement. So even there, the Naradai agree that it's okay. Right. He's not in conflict with the Edom either. So in that case, what is the advantage of that? We said before, we're going to see actually in the Gemara coming up, that a Yoresh can always be toying that way. A Yoresh can say, it belonged to my father, and I have Eden here, Shnei Chazakah. So over there, when a Yoresh says, it belonged to my father, he has to bring Edim to the effect that his father was there for one day. That we have to bring one Edim, we saw this earlier, in the last couple of daf, also coming up, that you have to bring Edim to the effect that you've been there for one Raya. You need some sort of Raya. But here, we're not going to make that demand on him, because he has a chazakah, sheishi mataina, and malo lo shakir. So in these cases, he has all the factors that make the migo work for him in this case. Number one, he made a taina that it belongs to my father. That's one. Number two, we have Edim, as Shaul said. We have Edim that say it belongs to the other individual's family or father. No problem, because he said, my father bought it from your father. So there's nothing, there's no Edim undermining his statement at this point. Now he has a taina, he has a real claim, and he has a chazakah. A real claim and a chazakah entitle you, right, to the property. And we have even, what about the other individual? The other individual has a claim, and he has a deem that his father owned it at some point. We say about the second individual comes, malo l'shaker. Malo l'shaker, because he could have said, I bought it from you. If I bought it from you, and I have shnei chazakah, it's mine. So now the fact that he claims that my father bought it from your father, right, that should not diminish his claim in any way. It shouldn't hurt the fact that he has a taina here. And that's exactly what we say. We're going to say amigo. This is not a bias case. A bias case is there's a mali shak of makom edim. Here there's no makom edim because the edim don't change his statement. So here we would say the amigo, and that's why the Naradai would agree that it can be chozer v'toein.
In this case, Rashi says in this case, he does not need to show that his father had it for him.
Right, correct. Because of this mali shak, because of the amigo. He has a full-fledged, he has a full-fledged claim, a chazakah, and a amigo. Correct.
But he's saying, oh, no, I bought it.
That's right. Yeah. Right, exactly. Now, the other thing that Naradai agreed to Ula is, V'heicha di'ishtai milei evrai. If a person outside of Beis Din makes a bunch of claims, he makes statements, then, V'lo ta'an, V'ata ala Beis Dina, V'ta'an, Chozer v'toin. And he didn't make this claim. Then he shows up in Beis Din, and all of a sudden everything's new, and he changes everything he said before. There, we say, fine, why? My time, Ovid Inish Dolomagle Tanate, Elabedina. People don't want to show their hand. They don't want to write, they don't want to reveal their cards before they get to Beis Din. So therefore he can make whatever he says outside of Beis Din, no problem, because he's just protecting what his claim is going to be. It's interesting, right, in the context of of perjuring oneself, right? The remark over here that perjury only applies when a person makes a statement in court, or we're gonna see in a second. Or the Rashbam also mentions that if he says it in front of Edim, if he makes a statement where it's a statement that has tokif, where for instance he admits in front of Edim that he owes someone money, then he shows up in Beis Din and then he says, oh, you know what, I didn't reveal my claim, my real claim I'm coming to Beis Din with, then he can't say it. Because doing something in front of Edim is the equivalent of, right, stating in a Beis Din, and it takes on a certain formality at that point in time, and then you'd be perjuring yourself if you came into Beis Din and switched your taina. The only time we say that he's not perjuring himself if he's willy-nilly or in discussions that have nothing to do with the context of Beis Din, right, that the, in those cases, we do not say that he's perjuring himself, somewhat akin to modern-day deposition. If you take a deposition, and then you show up in court, and you say something different, then you're perjuring yourself. If a person out willy-nilly says things, then we don't assume that he is bound to the statements that he makes outside of those, of that context, outside of those formal contexts. Same thing here. If it's not in front of Eidim, it's not in front of Beis Din, whatever he says has no bearing on his real claims. And when he comes to Beis Din, he makes his formal claims when he comes to Beis Din.
The reason he's changing is because
right.
So that's why he's changing his Tana.
Right, but he did it on his own. We know that he did it on his own. We didn't. Nobody advised him, and he's redefining. That's the whole point.
Your position is the position of the Haradah.
Right. Which is Haradah. You're saying exactly what you say, which is that when he somewhat undermines what he said originally, then it doesn't work. So Amar Meimar, Ana Nardar Ana. So Meimar says, I'm from the Nardai. Usvile the Toin v'Chozer v'Toin. I hold like Gula. So even though I'm a Nardai, I hold like Gula. So therefore, Hilchos the Toin v'Chozer v'Toin. So therefore, we pass an Alocha like Gula, which is the case here. The Alocha is like Ula. Oh, that you are toin choser v'toin, even if your explanation somewhat undermines your first statement. If it completely undermines it, we saw Ula said no way. But if he somewhat undermines your first statement, we say it's okay if he's choser v'toin. Again, as long as he didn't leave Beis Din, and he didn't undermine the full statement. All right, next case. Ze omer shelavotai. Okay, this one, the first individual says that it belonged to my forefathers, it belonged to my family. And ate Sada, he brings witnesses to that effect, that it was his forefathers, or it was his family's, and he ate it for 3 years. Then, he has aided him to that effect. Then, the other one comes along and says, no, it belonged to my family, it belonged to my father. And he brings witnesses to the fact that he ate it for the years of the chazakah. So you have here, both of them had the same claim. It belonged to my father, it belonged to my family. One of them brings Edim, that he ate it, Shnei Chazakah. That he simply ate it for 3 years. The other individual brings Edim that he ate it for the Shnei Chazakah, plus the Edim say that it belonged to his father. So, what would you think? You would think the one who has the Edim with the father has a better shot, right? He has more evidence that it was his. So, Amar Rav Nachman, Uke Achila Lebahade Achila. We have Edut Mucheshet, which is that we have Edim going one against the other when it comes to Achila, when it comes to eating. When it comes to the Shnei Chazakah, we have equal Eidut that say they both ate Shnei Chazakah. So we drop that out. That's as if it doesn't exist anymore. Vuki Ara b'chezkat avata. But we still have Eidut. What's left over is that the Eidim say it belonged to his father. So he's the one who has the better claim over here. If he has the better claim based on the Eidim, we say he should keep the property. So Amalei Rovo, what are you talking about? Ha Eidut Mucheshati. This is Eidut Mucheshet. What does it mean, Eidut Mucheshet? Eidut Mucheshet, they have two Eidim, two sets of Eidim that come. They testify one about the same issue, they testify the exact opposite. When they come and accept the opposite, we say that they net, right? They net out, and they get zeroed out of the case. Now, why is that? Well, what's the importance of that? One of these said the Vedim is lying. One of them is Pasul Eidut. So now, when it comes to other information in the case, we shouldn't believe either set of Vedim. So even if they have additional information beyond what they are Mukhash, whatever they're arguing about or they disagree about, their whole Eidut should become irrelevant at this point because we know for certain one set of Eidim here is lying. If one set is lying, then we should discount any information they bring to the case, both sets of Eidim, because we should have no idea that they're telling the truth.
It's the same set of Eidim that testified about both things?
Yes. Yes, it's one set of Eidim. Amalei, Nehi, Dit Kachash Vachilata. So what is Rav Nachman's response to him is, listen, you're right that they have a choshe when it comes to the Achila part. Bavata Mit Kachash. But when it comes to the father's aspect of it, we're going to leave that independently. So where it says, Lema Rav Rav Nachman, Lukta Rav Huna Rav Chistaka Miflegei. Let us say this, Machlok between Rav and Rav Nachman, whether we allow Edim that were Mukhashim to testify, is the same as the Machlok we have between Rav Huna and Rav Chista. What's that? Ditmar, Bet Kitei Edim, Machshishot Zuadzu. You have two sets of Edim that come along and they disagree. They disagree on the same fact. Each one takes the opposite position over here. They show up in another case. These two Edim show up in another case. We allow them to testify and they don't lose their status as Edim Ksheirim. In this case, they're invalid. They're netted out in this case. But when it comes to another case, we go ahead. You can testify. We have no evidence that they are lying. We don't know which set is lying, so we're going to be safek. We're going to say what? We're not going to be machzik them kipsulim misafek. Why am I getting involved? These one set of Edim here for sure are telling Sheker. And why should I allow once these Edim now to go testify in other cases and move money? Let's be Mokim the money bechazkate, right? Ukim Mamona bechazke. And why do we allow these Edim to come move it? Misafek that there are Edei Sulim. So let us say Rav Nachman Damak Rav Huna. Rav Nachman's going to be like the position of Rav Huna. Rav Huna says these Edim can testify in other cases. It's just in this case, they're wiped out. Rav Nachman says the same thing. When it comes to achila, we have opposing views, so their views are irrelevant when it comes to achila. But when it comes to avatano, when it comes to the father, the one set of edim who testified the father, that should be, they should be okay. V'rabba like Rav Chista. And Rabba holds like Rav Chista. Rabba said before, what do you mean? This is edim mukheshet. These edim are invalid. Once they're invalid, they can't testify, even though the other edim don't disagree about the family or father issue. Nevertheless, they should be invalid. So too, that's what Rav Chista says. If you want to go and testify in a new case, you're invalid. Because we know for Smisafek that they are, one set of Edim here is Psulim. If they are Psulim, we're not going to go let you move Mamon around. We're not going to take Mana out of its Chazakah because of your Edut. Now, as opposed to, just to clarify here, when Rav Huna comes and says, Zubifne Atzma, means that if the same Edim go ahead and testify in other cases, they're fine. But if one Ed from each group of Edim come together and testify in a new case, they will say, even Rav Huna will agree that it's no good. Why?
For certain,
we know that that's Pasul here, right? I mean, that Rav Huna's position is that when it's a Safek, we're not going to ruin them. We're not going to be post-sell the Gavro, right, when there's a Safek. But if you take one and one, and we know for certain now you have Edut Psula, then we're not going to allow, right, Edim Psulim, we're not going to allow you to, in that case, testify. All right, now the Gemara says, no, we don't have to say that. Kuli Alma, when it comes to Rav Chista's position, Kuli Alma Plige. Nobody argues. Everybody agrees when it comes to Rav Chista's position, these Edim are no good in our case. Even, right, Rav Nachman will agree. According to Rav Chista, everybody's Pasul here. Ki Plige, the argument between Rava and Rav Nachman is in the position of Rav Huna. Right, Rav Nachman ka Rav Huna. Rav Nachman holds like Rav Huna, that we don't say, once Edim and Mukhashim, that we don't say, right, bring it out. Rav ad kan lo kamar Rav Huna ela edut acheret, aval lo oto edut lo. Right. So, if when it comes to testifying in a different case, then we'll say that the misafek we're not going to be posel these edim. But when you're in this case itself, we're not going to allow them to continue to testify. We know that there's a problem in this case, and we're not going to allow them to continue to right determine the outcome of this case when we know it's edut mukheshet. So that's what Rava says, it's limited. Rav Huna's position is limited to new cases, not to the case in which we are found right now. And that's the machlokas within the position of Rav Huna. Now, hadar aite sade davatehi. The other individual, the second party over here, now brings a second set of edim. That what? Second set of edim that it belonged to his father. So now we have two sets of edim saying they ate shnei chazakah, and then two sets of Edim saying that it belonged to their fathers. So now, at this point in time in the case, we would have given it to the one who had the Edim that said it was his father's.
Do you think that the latest kind of Edim is untainted at all? Because saying that it belongs to, it doesn't really contradict the other one.
Right.
It's possible that it did belong to the other one's father, and at some point it was turned
right, so according to Rava, in Ochanami, the second set of Edim is in a lot better standing because they're free and clear of any problem. Problem is for Rav Nachman, who we do paskin like, Rav Nachman, who says that it is not, it's Edim Mucheshet the Achila, but the Avatana still exists. Then you have now Avatana on one side and Avatana on the other side. Not necessarily Mucheshet, but then you have no evidence to where the property should go. What we've done already, Basin took the property and gave it to the one who said that it belonged, had Edim that said it belonged to his father. Now all of a sudden we come up with new Edim and they say that it belonged, that it also was a part of the family, the other individual's family. Now you have to say that the case here is that the one who brought the second set of Edim, the property was with him originally. Because he has the chazak on the property. Basin went and took it out of his hands and gave it to the other party because he had more evidence, which is that he had that it belonged to his family. Now all of a sudden new Edim show up and say that it belonged to the other individual's property family, the one who had the property originally. Listen to what Rav Nachman says. I'm Rav Nachman, Ana Achtine, Ana Maskinenle. He says, we took it away, we went down and took it out of his hands, we're going to go back and give it back to him. V'ziluta de Beidina lo chashina, and we don't worry about ziluta de Beisdin. You would have thought, right, there is a possibility here that once Beisdin acts, if you go now and with the testimony of the new Edim, you go and undermine what Beis Din did before, you're going to somehow diminish, right, the power of Beis Din because people say, look, this Beis Din doesn't know what they're doing. They're pulling out. They're changing their minds. So Be'er says that's not relevant. Well, he did something wrong. The conclusion of the case was wrong based on the evidence to that point. Now we have new evidence. We're going to act on the new evidence and we're going to give the property back to the one who was muhzak in it originally. Because now we have achila and achila, avatana, avatana. So the Edim become irrelevant. then where does the property go? When Edim are irrelevant, there's two possibilities. One is called the Olim Gavar, which we're going to see is the conclusion, right? Whoever's stronger gets it, but in our case, we're going to say that what? It goes back to one who was Mukhzak in the property originally. He had a Chazakah, he had the property, he'll get it back because he has the, right? In this case, he has the determining factor, which is that he was Mukhzak in the property because there's no other evidence to the contrary.
That's only one of two possible interpretations of that.
Tosa says, that assumes that he had a chazaka on it in the beginning. Then we'll give it back to him. Like in the beginning. What happens if neither party had the property? And then we'll say that we'll bring it into the, I don't know, it's like a jump ball, right? A free-for-all, as we call Dalim Gavar, whoever has the stronger, and this we've seen in other places, what the called Dalim Gavar means here, it means it's just whoever the stronger party gets to grabs it, gets to keep it, or called Dalim Gavar is maybe the Basin makes the determination of who has the better claim, right? Has a stronger case over here, and therefore we'll give it to them. So that's Tosus' explanation. He says, if it's not Mukzak, then we have to explain it in this manner, which I think is what you're yeah. quoting over here. All right, so now, Meiti Rava, V'itema Rabbi Zera. So Rava, and some say Rabbi Zera, challenged Rav Nachman's conclusion that we don't worry about Zilut to the Beis Din. Why? Shnaimor mim meit, u'shnaimor mim lo meit. Here you have a woman whose husband went overseas, and now she's faced with the possibility that her husband died, and she might be up for Yibum. Right, so if she's up for Yibum, right, she's not freed or a free woman. So now they say, two people say her husband died. Two people say she didn't die. Shnayim amrim nitgasha. Two say she did was divorced. Shnayim amrim lo nitgasha. Say that she wasn't divorced. Harzu lo tinasei. She can't get married based on this testimony. So meaning in the first case, where it's that her husband passed away and she wants to get married, we say, you know, you can't, because we have two Edim say that she's still alive. You can't go marry if your husband's still alive. Second case, we say that her husband's definitely dead. My problem is, did she get divorced, right, or not? If she was divorced before her husband left, then she doesn't have to do Yibum. If she wasn't divorced before her husband left, now she has Chayeva to perform Yibum, and she can't go out and get married. So both these cases, we say, Lo Tinase, don't get married, because there's a Safek, Uki itata b'chezkata, she was an Eshadish, so we're not going to change her status, we're not going to change her chazaka being an Eshadish.
Obviously the word doesn't say she also says
that Taina. What? What Taina does she make?
That her husband, that she got divorced, that her husband died.
Alright, so far we don't have any evidence. Your question is a good question, we'll see in a second, that not in our Gemara. The Gemara in other places deals with what you're asking, and I'll explain it to you when we go to the Gemara. Alright, now. What happens if she goes out? If she's married, then we don't say she has to get divorced. So this will come to what your question is, David. How did she get married here? If we have no edut, how did she get married? So we'll explain in a second. Rabbi Nachman bi Rabbi Yossi omer, teitzei. No, she does get divorced. We get it. Now, Amar Rabbi Nachman bi Yossi, ematai ani omer teitzei. When do I say she has to get divorced? Bizman shebo edim. Both sets of edim showed up first, and then she went, without asking Beis Din, went and got married based on one set of edim. Why? Because that case, right, if you got to Beis Din at that point, Beis Din would have paskened that she shouldn't get married. But, if she got married after the first set of Edim came and said what? That her husband's dead or that she was divorced already. And now new sets of Edim come, we don't force her out. Why don't we force her out? Because Zilusa the Beis Din, right? Because now they're going to be reversing their position. Even though now they're Edim that support the other side. Nevertheless, since Beis Din already paskin that she can get married based on the first set of Beis Din, she did the beheter, so we're not going to force her out. And we're worried about Zilut the Beis Din. Now, what's the case? So David asks, what's going on here? If you have two Eidim against two Eidim, how's this woman getting married? Number one, it's a Safek. She's a Safek Eshadish. It's a Safek Eshadish. Number one, she's Asham Taloi. She'll have to bring an Asham Taloi in this case. I mean that, what do you do when you have a Safek Chatas? Safek Chatas, you bring an Asham Taloi. She's going to be chayavet an Asham Taloi, and whoever marries her is going to be chayav an Asham Taloi because you have a Safek here. How do we allow her to get married?
So,
what? How do we stay married? I mean that you're chayavet or chayav in Asham Taloi. So Gemara explained the case. How do we ever allow her? Like, how does she go and marry? Like, the whole case doesn't make so much sense. So the Gemara, Rav Sheshit's explained this Gemara. Not here, right, but in the... Right, the Gemara, we're bringing the Gemara from the Masechet Ketubot and Yevamot. There the Gemara qualifies and says, number one, she marries one of the Edim. Right? She does not marry a third party, but marries one of the Edim, because then the Edim can say Barili. Right? Number two is, she says Barili should mate my husband mate. So in those cases, that's how they get over the problem of being a Safek Eshedish. And that's what you're asking, David. What's her taina over here? Her taina is that Barili, that my husband passed away, or Barili, that was divorced. And she marries, not a third party. Third party looks and he has two sets of Edim here. How does he make any determination? No, she marries one of the Edim. Right, that he said that her husband is dead.
She
has no give it. Right. So why is his right? So that's a question over there. Why can he marry her? Meaning that why he is no gevadova.
Tosfos asked the question in the Gemara in Ksubos and says that when it comes to two edim, they're never chashud. The cases that we're worried about are cases where it's one aid or other situations where we're worried about nogea b'davar. But when it's two edim, they're not chashudim, and therefore one of the edim can marry him. There's two tosfotim there, and you can take a look if you want to get into more details on that sugya.
So now the Gemara says, what happened? After he asked this question, so what goes? Amalei. I was going to reverse my position. I was going to reverse the position of the court. That's what Rav Nachman says. After you asked me this question, you brought me this brisa. Vodvan Rav Hamnuna b'Surya, right? And Rav Hamnuna brought the same brisa and asked me a question on my position. Rav Nachman says, Lov dina ba uvda. You know what? I'm going to back away from my position, and I will not reverse the position of Beis Din because we are worried about ziluta. Nafak. Avad Uvda. So what does Rav Nachman do after he does that? He goes right out and he reverses the position of Beis Din. After he makes it say, oh yeah, good question. I'm reversing my position. Mondechazo Savar Ta'uta. One whoever saw it thought he made a mistake, that he forgot about the Brisa, or he forgot about his statement now that he wouldn't reverse his position. I mean that Rav Nachman has a position that we don't worry about Zilus of the Beis Din. Here he comes along, either Rav or Rav Zeiro and Rav Hamnuna question him from a Braisa. Rav Nachman, after hearing the question from the Braisa, says, you know what? Are you right? We do our Choshish to Zilus to Beis Din, I'm not going to reverse my position. Sounds like much later, Rav Nachman has a case and goes ahead and reverses the position of Beis Din. So people saw, I think, that Rav Nachman forgot about, again, he went back to his old ways, went back to his old position, that you're allowed, we don't want Choshish to Zilus to Beis Din, forgets about the question of Rav Hamnuna and Rava, and that he had stated that he doesn't believe it. Gemara says, but lohi, that's not the case. But lohi, that's not the case. He put it up with the big guns, right? He hung on to the big ropes, or the thick ropes, right, or the big trees, either way, that he was somech on some big parties, that's the case. That's not, I'll read the Mishnah, and an explanation of the Mishnah, we'll leave it tomorrow, because it goes all the way through the Amud tomorrow. We'll read this Mishnah, that's not, we have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yudomer, Ein Malin Lekuna Pia Dechad. Person cannot be classified as a Kohen, based on one Eid. You need two Eidim in order to be Malin Lekuna. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Ein Matai. When do I say I need two Eidim to be Malin Lekuna? Makom Shish Orim. That's when there is somebody questioning the validity of this person being a Kohen, or questioning whether he really is a Kohen. Then you need two Eidim. But makom shein orim, when there's no questions about this person's lineage, or there's no evidence to the contrary, then malin lekuna pi erachad, then we can allow him to become a kohen with one eight. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, malin lekuna pi erachad. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Askan, says that we are malin lekuna pi erachad. One eight erachad is sufficient in terms of right. In terms of allowing to the kuna, obviously the Gemara's first question is going to be, and this is what takes him into death, right? What's the difference between the Tanakama, right? What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lazar, who says that you can use 1 8, and Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel also says you can use 1 8. What's the difference between them? And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss in the way into tomorrow's daf. So we'll stop over here, and we'll see what the evidence is that supports Rabbi Nachman's position tomorrow.